One of my favorite quotes goes like this: if you don't like change, you will like irrelevance even less. That's General Chinesky. And it's just a really profound quote, simple in nature, but super true, especially in today's business world. Now, I want to talk about a sponsor for today's show that helps you think about change in a different way. If you want to discover an innovative approach to enhancing team performance and retention, you just have to go over to A. They have put together something called gamification and ratings that bring out the best in your service team members. Think about that. They have gamified the service side of our business, which I think is fascinating. Everybody likes a little bit of competition. And they've put together a platform that allows you to do that. So if you want to learn more, appworkco.com, go over there and check them out. Now let's talk about this quote. If you don't like change, you will like irrelevance even less. I think it really speaks to the idea that you must adapt. You must consistently look around your environment and understand what is happening. You have to exercise a little bit of critical thinking to understand that the pace of change is picking up. If you look at the pace of change, let's say dating back to the 1900s, forward to, let's say, the 2000s or the year 2000, the pace of change accelerated at some pace, right? Let's just, for those of you who can't see my hand, I'm just a little bit up and to the right. But what has happened since the advent of the internet and all of the other technologies that are germane to the internet, in the last, let's say, 2 or 3 years, the pace of change has picked up exponentially. The innovation that is happening out in the marketplace, no matter what the domain, no matter what industry you're talking about, the pace of change and advancement and innovation has just picked up. And so you, in order to forecast forward, you have to look at maybe the last 12 months and what has happened in the last 12 months. Or if you extend that just a little bit, maybe 18 months, ChatGPT 3 and 4 are an example of this. That came into the marketplace, and all of a sudden, the pace of change has accelerated even more. So we go back to this. If you don't like change, you will like irrelevance even less. In other words, you're going to get caught flat-footed if you're not looking out into the future and understand what is happening. If you're not reading about the future, whether it is somewhat imaginary at this point or utopian in nature at this point, it doesn't matter. You have to get your mind wrapped around the idea that things are changing at a breakneck pace, and you have to stay up with that change. You have to at least know what's going on so that you can shift your business and get your business ready to operate in a new environment, because that new environment is here and it's all subject to change, and it's all subject to change at a pace that we have never seen before, that we have never experienced before. So take a look again, as we sort of close up here, at technology like AppWork, appworkco.com. Go learn more about that. You think about this accelerating pace of change. You think about gamifying the service side of our business. I think we've all talked about that at some point. Anybody who's been around this industry a very long bit of time has talked about gamification. Now, you marry together gamification and ratings of your service team members. It sounds super interesting, right? Go over to appworkco.com, appworkco.com, to learn more about that. They are really transforming, or at least giving you the opportunity to transform your operations with advanced business intelligence. So you can turn all this data that you have on the service side of your business into actionable items that will enhance your business, so that you don't have to think about not liking change. You can build that tool right into your operating system so that that change becomes a part of your workflows and you don't have to experience irrelevance. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.